I'm all shook up.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 6:55. We're at 21 degrees in West Bend, and we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning, guests from the West Bend Children's Theater. And I'm going to have our guests introduce themselves.
My name is June Schrader. I'm on the board of the West Bend Children's Theater. I have been for a number of years.
And I'm David Pexey. I'm one of the directors of the show this year.
All right. And our third guest is kind of silent in the corner, but we do indeed have a penguin in the studio this morning.
Yes, we do.
The same penguins that people have seen out and about in a number of locations.
Yes, they've been walking the streets and going to cafes.
Yeah, I've heard they've been getting into some trouble.
And a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, but this is all because of the upcoming production of Madagascar.
That is correct. We are proud to present Madagascar, and it's going to be a very exciting and also lively, kind of noisy, kind of fun and crazy, and also some good life learning experiences and lessons to be learned.
And so for people who are guessing, it's based on the movie.
That's correct. Yeah, it's based off of the DreamWorks movie of the same title, which has actually presented us with a lot of challenges, but also a lot of really neat opportunities in this show. So a lot of the challenges, everybody knows this movie. Most people have seen, especially kids, have seen Madagascar. They know these characters intimately, better than I could ever familiarize myself with them. So to represent a character that the kids know so well can really present a challenge, but it's also a really neat opportunity to put something in front of the kids that they know that they're excited about immediately.
Sure. Sure. Well, let's talk next about performances are when and where.
Well, the performances are the April 10th, 11th, and 12th at 9:45 a.m. And then that's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Wednesday and Friday, they're also at 12:30 p.m. And on Friday evening is our 7 p.m. show, after which we present three scholarships to West Bend High School students, as well as just have some fun and thank yous, et cetera, to some of our sponsors and just some of the friends of West Bend Children's Theater, which has been around for 80 years.
80 years.
Yes.
Hey, talk again about how the theater started.
Well, it started back in the 30s, really, and it was, I think, bad economic times, et cetera. West Bend Children's Theater was started by the West Bend Women's Club. And then, of course, as it progressed along during the war years, it also presented plays that helped uplift and give the kids something positive and less scary to think about as well. And it's continued on to this day and was always women, all the women who performed in the shows, played the men's roles, et cetera. I myself was over the last 12 years, have been played a man several times until 3 years ago when we introduced men, boys, and children. So this year we have almost 39 actors aging 6 to 83.
Wow.
Of all ages, and it's going to be just a lot of fun.
All right. David, what attracted you to who made the choice of Madagascar? Let's go with that.
Well, that's an interesting question. So we have a unique selection process for our shows. We don't have one single point person who decides this is what we're going to be doing. We're going through that process as we speak for next year. So I collaborate with the board of directors and my co-director, Stephanie Sundberg. And we vet scripts that we order, often a lot of them. There are a few late nights of reading, but then we find something that's going to be appropriate and enjoyable for the kids. And then we discuss it with the board of directors, who are really great with feedback. And then we narrow it down to a couple of shows. And from there, we find one that we really like. We had actually been, we had Madagascar in our back pocket since last year. It was a little bit up in the air. We ended up presenting Alice in Wonderland and had a great time doing it last year. But because of the challenges of Madagascar, as a new director to the company, I wanted to play it safe. Had a really, really great time with Alice. Loved that show. But now we're ready to dive in the deep end with this one. It's higher energy, and there are some challenges, but fantastic show here.
Yeah.
One of the difficulties of picking shows that we produce is we have a time constraint because we bus kids in. We have over 4,000 kids coming this year for the daytime performances.
I was going to ask you about that.
And making sure that it fits within the time parameters that we have with the busing schedules and the school schedules, et cetera, can be a challenge. So finding a show that can be put on within an hour and 15 minutes is a challenge. So that's one of the difficulties that we have in going through all the available shows that we can get.
Okay. All right. So kids come from 4,000 school kids from schools where?
All over Washington County and some from Milwaukee County and Ozaukee County and the towns and cities around. They're bussed in truckloads. And in fact, we're going to have some penguins meeting them at the door this year to say hi and usher them into the theater.
Oh, fun. And the penguins they've kind of been everywhere, like we said. And there's some pictures on the internet of them with Fireman Kenny, who's, of course, a frequent guest here on the show. And
on our website.
On the website. And explain the penguins. Now, I have not seen Madagascar, so explain the penguin part to me.
Will you explain?
Yeah, why don't I? So the plot of Madagascar takes place at the Central Park Zoo when we have zoo animals, Alex the lion, Gloria the hippo, Melman the giraffe, and Marty the zebra, who decide that they're ready for an adventure and break out of the zoo along with the penguins, now kind of known as the Penguins of Madagascar. And these characters end up on this madcap journey on a ship. They end up in Madagascar, and they're going through all of these really human emotions. That's what I like the most about this show is you experience this wanderlust, this fear of being somewhere that scares you, somewhere that's new and unknown, navigating difficulties with friends, all of these really human emotions taking place through these animals. It's really neat. So the penguins are along for the ride, and as fragile and meek as the penguins may come off, they got a lot of zip in them, and they've got a few surprises in the show.
What else should people know?
Well, a lot of it for us is just that we couldn't do this without our sponsors. It's a huge thing. Our sponsors are a page long. If you come to the show, we've got them all in the program. But our big ones are Lynch Buick GMC and, of course, West Bend Mutual Insurance is always so generous to us.
And this afternoon we're going to be at Eaton's Pizza, which was also very generous to us this year. And we sold coupons to raise money for the theater group, which we use for, of course, the paying for kids tickets that can't afford to come, as well as for our scholarships and just maintenance of all of our equipment and everything.
Sure. How many kids do you think have gone through the program and as audiences over the years? Well, if you do 4,000 a year, that's over.
Well, back in the day, before there was so much competition, and I guess you could call it competition, or I should say opportunities in other areas and venues, because schools have specific schedules and have so many times they're allowed to be away from school, you know, et cetera. There were times in the past when we had 6,000 or more students, so possibly as close as 8 if I look back on the history. So we're a little over half of what that used to be. But if you add that up over 80 years, I don't have my calculator.
Right.
It's a lot.
In fact, we had
parents in the audience a couple years ago or even last year who said that they were kids when they came. This was the first time, and they wanted their children to experience the magic of theater, the imagination, the stretching your mind a little bit to see a person become something else or create a different creature. Like, sure. I was the Sultan, and my great niece was afraid of me because I had this beard and turban on until I took it off. And then all of a sudden she said, "Oh, Auntie June," you know, and it's good for them to understand that we're pretending to be that, and we're you know, radiating that particular character, but we're still us.
Right.
And I understand intimately the importance of live theater, especially on young people, because I mentioned last year, if you heard our interview last year, my first theater experience was through West Bend Children's Theater. I grew up in town here, so the company has really come full circle for me, but it's also had a big impact on my life. So,
all right.
One of the fun things that we will have, speaking of penguins, is that our penguins are young children, and they are going to look differently than this penguin because they're shorter, and they're going to have tuxedos on, and they're going to look more human. They are little stinkers in a way, because they actually commandeer the ship and start to take it where they want to go, which is to somewhere cold, because they're penguins.
Sure.
Not necessarily Milwaukee, but much farther away. And they actually are a great part of the show. So when the kids see the penguins, they'll probably relate, because they're going to be close to their size.
Uh-huh. All right. And once again, times that the public can go to performances?
April 10, 11, and 12 at 9:45 a.m. Those are pretty darn full with reservations, but they are noisy and fun.
Okay.
And then at Wednesday, the 10th and the 12th at 12:45. And then Friday evening, the 12th, at 7 o'clock.
Okay, if people want to get tickets in advance, which is probably not a bad idea,
they can go to our website, which is WB Children's Theater, and theater is spelled re.com, and they can go to buy tickets and pick out what they want to purchase right online, or they can buy them at the door.
All right, sounds good. David, anything else?
No, we're excited to be here. Thanks for having us, Rick.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much. And hi, Stephanie. Sorry you couldn't be here.
Stephanie is our other co-director.
And Frankie Bright is the assistant director, and he was our White Rabbit last year.
All right. Well, again, thank you, David. June, thank you for coming in. Penguin, thank you for coming in.
We'll see you all at the show.
All right, great.
Thank you so much.